start. Obviously, you didn't get to face the Falcons last year. What are kind of your thoughts on looking back at that? What do you see from them on tape that you have?
Well, we've been given really highly strict rules that we are not allowed to talk about that game. So I doubt you're going to get any information from anyone this week about that. So just looking forward to this week. And they look good on film. They're a fast team, physical team, and it's gonna be a tough game coming this Sunday night.
What about their speed? I mean, it's
they got speed. Yeah, they're fast. They're physical. When you touch the ball, you want to get north and south on the field to get yards.
From Devondre Campbell for the Falcons this week says he believes he matches up pretty well against you. How do you feel you match up against him and the rest of the Falcons defense?
They're good defense. And just, you got to go out there and you got to play your best football. I feel like at any time, any given time, if I'm not playing my best football, if I'm not taking the coaching points, if I'm not doing the things right when they're out there on the field, I feel like I could be covered by anyone. But also at the same time, if I'm doing things right, feeling good, taking the coaching points, I feel like I can get open on anyone. So it just all comes down to playing the game coming Sunday night.
Rob, how do you feel your ability in the running game as a blocker has progressed, maybe even since training camp? Was that a difficult part of the game to get back in the swing of coming back from your injury?
It's definitely part of the game. A big part of the game. I mean, you want to be able to block. It helps in the play action passes, big time to get open. It just helps overall. Helps with the run game to be able to block. And you want a run game. You just don't want a pass game. And, it takes time. I mean, when you get to training camp, I mean, you got to build your foundation. You got to build that base. And taking all those hits in training camp and everything, and it progresses throughout the season. So just building the base throughout training camp, and you just want to be the best blocker you can be to help out the team.
Rob, one guy that we haven't seen a lot over the last couple of weeks is Dwayne Allen. And I know that obviously you guys are in the same positional group. You guys work relatively closely together, I'm assuming. What is he doing maybe behind the scenes that we're not seeing? What kind of a teammate has he been? What kind of partner has he been for you guys?
Dwayne's been a great teammate. He's a great guy. And he comes out and works every single day, works his tail off, works his butt off. And I feel like he's going to turn the corner soon, right around the corner. He's been working hard. He's been grinding, and he's a great guy. And I love having him out there with me.
I was watching Coach Belichick break down some plays of the week on Patriots.com this week, and he really circled this high step after your touchdown. He really liked how you went in there. Like, is that something?
Oh, you like that? Oh, I did seem like he liked it. He says I got twinkle toes. So I'll take twinkle toes. I like when I have twinkle toes. That means I'm feeling good. I'm feeling it.
Rob, the Falcons this week are all going to say this is another game. It's not a rematch of the Super Bowl. But what are you expecting from them coming in here? They got to have that in the back of their minds, don't they?
Oh, we're expecting them to be tough, physical. It's going to be a game down to the wire. You got to play all 60 minutes, and it's not going to be no easy game. It's going to be a challenge.
Do you have friends on that team at all? Have you heard from them?
No, I haven't. I mean, I know some of the guys on the team, but I have not talked to anyone.
As explosive as this offense is it very key to have, like, execution at its highest for you guys offensively?
We want execution at our highest every play we do, every week in and out. And we try to make it a focal point that we want to execute every single drive, every single play. But it's football, and, I mean, that's not going to happen every single time, and that's when you got to put some plays behind you and just move on to the next play. But we're trying to focus and execute at a high level every single play, no matter who you're playing, what time the game's at. You always want to be at the top. But, I mean, you've got to grind. You got to practice hard in order that to happen.
Rob, as you guys have watched the Falcons, I assume there's been some plays from the Super Bowl that have come up in film study. You obviously weren't in that game, and I'm just curious if this has brought back any memories for you just in terms of what you went through last year and how appreciative you are to be back.
Oh, no. It feels great to be back playing again this year. But, I mean, it's a whole new year, and it's a whole new week. I mean, they got different players now. We got different players. They got a different scheme a little bit from all the different players. We got different scheme from all the different players we have. So it's a whole new game. It's a whole new challenge this week, and we just got to work hard this week and get ready for Sunday night.
I'm curious if you saw the Gordon Hayward injury last night, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it, and I mean, I wish him nothing but wellness. Hopefully he heals ASAP, and you never want to see that with a player in any sport. When my friend showed me that last night, you get that feeling like in your body, like your heart just drops. And I mean, I wish him well, and I can't wait to see him back. I mean, I know he's going to bounce back, but being here in Boston, he's going to be a hard worker, I feel like, and I can't wait to watch him when he comes back.
As a guy who's gone through a situation where you had to rehab, is there any sort of advice you could give him going forward? Because it looks like he's going to be on the shelf for an extended period of time.
Just go into rehab just like you go into anything else. Dominate it. And come back when you feel ready. And come back when you're 100%. And just like anything else. I mean, he wouldn't be where he is now if he wasn't a hard worker. So, I mean, I don't know the guy. Never met him. But it's not something you want to see as an athlete happen to anyone else.
Beyond the physical challenge of getting your body healthy and ready to play again, what's the mental challenge of not getting too frustrated by having worked so hard to get to that point and then not being able to be on the field and with your teammates?
Actually, there is definitely a big mental challenge, definitely with that. And it's just not even to be around your teammates and all that. It's outside of football, too. Because it takes away your whole life from going down like that. You can't do anything. You can't walk. You got to have people do it. You get really frustrated. So, I mean, you just want the people you love around you to help you out and get you in the best mindset throughout the whole process.
Rob, James White said that you guys haven't played as an offense, played 60 minutes yet, but that your potential is significant. What do you think about, you know, the potential of your offense if you guys do put together 60 minutes?
If we put together a solid 60 minutes, execute super well every single play, I mean, the sky's the limit. We just got to come together. Everyone has to be able to perform their job correctly on every single play in order for that to happen. And, I mean, we'll see. I mean, hopefully it happens. I mean, that's what we strive for every single game. I mean, it's really, really hard to do, or else you would be seeing – offenses be putting up 60, 70 points, but it's really hard versus these really solid defenses in the NFL, and you just got to keep working hard and to execute as many plays as you possibly can to its highest potential.
It's
not
good
enough.
Been in plenty of prime time games.
Question up there, that's pretty impressive.
I got to back it
Oh,
up.
Over you, too. Wow.
Back right out. You see that?
Wow, yeah. Up there.
Hey. Been in plenty of prime time games. Can you just talk a little bit about what that difference is or the feeling or how you just.
Yeah, prime time games are nice. I mean, they're definitely different from the 1 o'clock games. Under the lights, you get all day to hang out, chill. And, I mean, I feel like, though, the atmosphere, the excitement for once the game starts is up there. It's great. I mean, the fans, I feel like, are just always, like, way more into the game when it's nighttime. I mean, I don't know why, but maybe they're, you know, partying hard all day. I heard you do that, Mike.
It's true.
I can't hide from that.
Yeah.
Did he really call you Twinkle Toes?
I mean, he said I Twinkle Toes. Yeah.
He called you Twinkle Toes and he showed
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I took it as a compliment. Yeah.
He was smiling when he broke it down on the website.
Yeah, wow, that's great. I'm going to check it out.
He even circled it with his little
Wow. Finger. I like Twinkle Toes. All right, guys.
Thanks, Rob.